John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Nothing's bad luck. It's the lives of Warren Zevon, and the author of a book by that very name is Chad Cushions, and he is on the phone now. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, John. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for checking in with us. I knew Warren well, but I got to ask, how much of the warts are you showing in this book?
Well, first of all, Philadelphia was a crucial part of Warren's life.
Oh, yeah.
When I say warts and all, the truth is that it's just a full picture to the best of my ability. I think people who know of Warren Zevon are familiar with the fact that he did have an alcoholism problem and substance abuse for the early part of his life, but he conquered it and was sober from 1986 on and produced much better music, much more focused, beautiful spiritual stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's for sure.
But yeah, people are aware of that was the early years, and Philadelphia was crucial in his life because that was the turning point where he decided sobriety was the way to go.
There is a restaurant here in Philadelphia, or at least there was at that time, called Lee Ho Fook's. Right, so we decided, and I made it real clear on the air, hey, if you hear that Warren passes away, I will be at Lee Ho Fook's, and food's on me.
That's awesome.
And, of course, food was beef chow mein.
That is awesome. You know, it's funny that you say that because it's so, he left such a lasting impression on the people that knew him, and you just gave a perfect example. It is amazing to me that anyone that I interviewed who knew Warren from any era of his life has got so emotional sharing these amazing stories about how generous he actually was, how much fun he really was, and how the work always came first. And the idea that when he passed away, you hadn't seen him in a long time, you still had your own memorial as such for him. You'd be surprised how many people just absolutely still love and revere him. And that was a beautiful thing to learn while I was doing it.
Tell me some stuff about him here in Philadelphia that my listeners might not know.
Well, the sad thing is that at that point in his career, he found out that he was dropped from Elektra Asylum while he was in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. His albums were not really doing particularly well at that time, and his addictions were at their worst. But he wanted, at the time, he had pushed himself for sobriety for his own reason, but he distanced himself from as many people that he knew before on purpose, because I think he really needed to do it for himself. And in Philadelphia, there's an outpouring of love and affection from people there, like yourself. But it gave him the courage to be able to face his friends and family again. And his career just got so focused after that turning point.
And the other thing that I found amazing in your book is that his father, who was a bookie, worked for Mickey Cohen, who was like the big crime guy in L.A.
It was a fun FBI file to read, by the way.
Oh, really?
That's cool.
William Stumpy Zevon was being tailed in the early 70s.
Hold on. Wait.
Back it up again, Chad.
Back it up. All right. Stumpy?
Well, he was short.
Right. So was Mickey Cohen.
Right, yeah. Mickey Cohen was no joke.
Oh, he wasn't even pushing 5'6", I don't think.
No, William Stumpy Zevon and actually knew Sam Giancana and knew Al Capone, and he was older than his wife. And he was in his earlier mid-40s when they had Warren. And in the 70s, this is really funny, he was being tailed by the FBI because they had informants just to see what he was up to. And then you look in the FBI file, and it's like 1973, and it says, William's son is a musician of some kind.
Was Letterman a fan of his music or a fan of the man?
Letterman, I think, was a fan of Warren's music before anything, which is why you have to go back and remember. He was on with Dave for the better part of 20 years. They became friends. But Letterman was only in his first season on NBC when they said, who do you want as musical guests? And he said, I want to meet Warren Zevon.
Wow.
On the show, because he liked his music. And then they instantly became friends because they were very much cut from the same cloth, humor-wise. And I think Letterman also got a lot of credit from Warren because in their first interview, he asked him about his addictions and he asked him about the intervention. But he handled it with this amazing bedside manner with the humor underneath.
Well, the book is called Nothing's Bad Luck, The Lives of Warren Zevon, available on Amazon.com. Chad Cushions is the author. Chad, thank you for taking the time. I'm always willing to talk to anybody about Warren. That's quite all right. And now, you know what? Let's play something from Warren live on the show. Classic Rock 102.9 MG. Here come the three of them. Lawyers, guns, and money.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.